It began as a small art fair's salute to the opening of Cincinnati's Playhouse in the Park 52 years ago. The first weekend of June, Cincinnati will once again celebrate summer at Coney Island on Kellogg Avenue. Summer Fair has grown into one of the oldest continuous art fairs in the country, drawing over 20,000 art, music, nature, and food lovers to see and to purchase the works of artists from across the United States and Canada. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal. My guest is Jane Utter, Managing Director of Summer Fair. Welcome, Jane.
Well, thank you.
Most everybody in our listening area is familiar with Summer Fair, the event that takes place the first weekend of summer every year. But Summer Fair is so much more than just that festival, isn't it?
It is. It's just a fun weekend to come down and enjoy being outside. It's nice and warm. Not too warm. There's lots to see, lots to do for not only the adults, but the children as well.
Give us a quick little history. I know that Summer Fair began in Eden Park, was affiliated with the Playhouse in the Park. It's been in a couple locations, and where is it now?
It's at Old Coney down on Kellogg Avenue, and we've been there for years, and it's just the perfect setting for the fabulous art that we bring in.
Were you involved with the event when it was in Eden Park?
I attended once.
So did I. It was a lot of hippies hanging around the reservoir.
Definitely.
And Summer Fair, Inc. operates year-round to support artists?
We do. We do. About every other month, we're giving money away to high school students, college students, working artists, and small arts organizations. And then now we're trying to choose one large group to give money to.
Why is that such an important mission?
It's what we've always wanted to do, give back to the arts in Cincinnati. And we tend to go to the smaller groups that aren't touched by some of our big money givers here in the city.
Where does the support go into the community? Do the arts organizations come knocking at your door? Is there an application process?
Each one has their own life. The emerging artists come from the professors at the universities that are involved. So those students are chosen by the teachers themselves. The small arts application is on our website. And then the high school students, we support through the Overture Awards, which the Cincinnati Arts Association handles.
Are the artists who exhibit at Summer Fair any of your grant recipients?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there are. We do have several artists from the Cincinnati area, and we always are very glad to be able to support them as well.
Let's talk about this year's festival. What are the dates?
We are May 31st, June 1st, and June 2nd.
And what have you got in store for this year?
Well, we have 340 artists from all over the country. We have a really exciting group of entertainers, not only in our acoustic stage, but our youth art stage. And then in the Moonlight Gardens, we have the Summer Showcase, which is some of the theater groups and dance groups.
And you have strolling entertainment as well, and a lot of food at Summer Fair.
Yes, we do. We have a food area where we pretty much cover everything from sweet treats to healthy foods to the stuff that you always want to have and once a year.
Funnel cakes and all.
Exactly.
It's a rain or shine event, Summer Fair is, because all of the booths are covered and there's plenty of places for people to get out of the rain if
exactly.
A little drizzle passes
Some
by.
Of my best purchases have been during a rainstorm when I go into a booth I've never been in and it's like, oh my gosh, look at this.
The event is family friendly?
Definitely. Our youth arts area is where your kids that have been really nice while you did your shopping can go in. Benkin's Florist has pots that they can paint. And then after you go out and shop a little while, they can come back and plant that flower in there. We have t-shirt presses where they can create their own artwork and make their t-shirt to keep and wear.
There's plenty of parking at Coney Island. The event, we should say, though, is not pet friendly, correct?
No, Coney Island does not like pets.
My guest is Jane Utter, Managing Director of Summer Fair. Talk a little bit about the Summer Fair poster. It's a tradition.
It is a tradition. And this year, we have chosen a poster that is very vibrant. It's got so many different mediums in it. June Daly, who produced it, is a 2D, 3D mixed media artist, but then she's also a designer. So she did the poster And then she copied it and digitally brought it to us.
And it's a big competition every year, isn't it?
Oh, definitely,
and yeah. The unveiling is a huge media event.
Right.
How many submissions do you get, approximately?
I think we had about 43 this year.
Ever have a repeat artist?
We have. We've had repeat winners. I think the top is 4 years, not consecutively either.
And you can see what that beautiful poster looks like. We'll have a link on our website. How big of a job is it, Jane, to choose the artists for Summer Fair? I'm sure you have more applications than you can accommodate.
We do. We take applications from December 1st through the first weekend in February, and then we hire judges that judge those. We have a first round of invitations. Sometimes the artists have applied to several shows and might not choose ours because they got into the local one. And then we have a wait list where we pull in. I have already started getting calls from people saying, when is your list of artists going to be online? And it's so fluid right up to the fair. So we don't post it until really close to the fair, and then it'll be in our program that goes online.
And the event is helpful in actually transporting the art. If you buy a large piece and you're parked way far away, golf carts and rollies are available to help.
You'll see a lot of people in a real vibrant green shirt, and we call ourselves the Green Shirts. And if you have any questions on where something's located or you need help getting to your car or finding your car, we have golf carts and we'll be happy to help you with that.
If somebody wanted to plan a day or a weekend around Summer Fair, where's the best place to go for a full lineup?
On our website, we also have our tickets to sell there. You can buy a one-day pass or you can buy a weekend pass online only.
And we will also link to Summer Fair's website through our website, wvxu.org. It's a tradition dating back to Mount Adams in 1968, now celebrated at Coney Island on the Ohio River. Summer Fair kicks off a season of festivals and celebrations of art and music and just being outside after the long winter. Summer Fair's managing director, Jane Utter, has been my guest. Jane, I imagine you've got to get back to work with the million final details. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.